This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want to tell a good story, you could do a lot worse than using the Cold War as a backdrop, Russian spies and the CIA, capitalists versus communists, and though not really fun at all, the constant threat of nuclear war. The new drama on FX, The Americans, it's called, takes us back to 1981. And two Russian sleeper agents sent here years ago in an arranged marriage. A couple of kids now living near Washington doing their thing. Sinister, but not nearly as evil as we like to remember those Russians being. So today on our occasional series, The Art of Money, How Artists and Others Think About the Economy, Joe Weisberg and Joel Fields, the creator and executive producer of that show. Good to have you both with us, guys.
Good to be here.
Hello.
So, Joe, let me ask you this. You go into the good people at FX and you say, listen, I've got an idea for a spy series set in 1981. It's the Russians, the bad guys, and we're the good guys. What did they say?
Well, I didn't actually say the Russians are the bad guys and we're the good guys. I said the Russians are the good guys. And the amazing thing was they didn't even blink. And that's really why we're here today with this show.
Joel, it was by design that you made these two be somebody you wanted to care about, isn't it?
I'll lay that entirely at Joe's feet, but you do care about them and you care about their marriage. Ultimately, we all know that repressive socialism was a failure. That's not in question on the show. The show is really about the people and the human relationships in this intense moment in history.
I want to play a clip for you now. This is Philip, the husband, and it's he and his wife, and we'll play this first clip and then we'll set it up.
You want to betray our country?
Well, after everything we've done, I don't think it's such a betrayal.
Defecting to America?
America's not so bad. We've been here a long time. What's so bad about it, you know? The electricity works all the time. Food's pretty great. Closet space.
Is that what you care about?
No, I care about everything.
Not the motherland.
I do, but our family comes first.
This guy likes America. It's great.
I think that conflict the two are having really gets to the heart of the show and what is going on in this marriage, and that Elizabeth is a tried and true and stalwart KGB officer. She is as true to the motherland as she was on the day she arrived, whereas Philip, after 15 years in this country, has started to go native a little bit.
But it's interesting because this comes down to, in a way, I mean, yes, it's, you know, spy versus spy and Politico thriller and all that stuff, but in a way, it's a vision of competing economic systems at the height of their competition. I mean, this is 1981, Ronald Reagan's just in office, we still got the evil empire, and the electricity works in the United States.
That's right. These two people came here, they moved into a subdivision, you know, in the suburbs of Falls Church, Virginia, that to people who grew up the way they did in the Soviet Union, which was essentially a very poor country, it would be heaven. It's something almost unthinkable to live like this, which to an average American would be a, you know, fairly ordinary way to live. So I think how the economics of it affect people on a personal level, I think, is a big part of the story we're telling.
I'll confess at the outset, Joel, that this is a completely false romanticism, but there is a little bit of, boy, times were simpler back then as you watch this show, right? I mean, you know, we knew who the bad guy was. We knew where to go get him. The economy was simple. There was no globalism really to speak of. It was just a very basic kind of world.
Yeah, well, it was. One of the things we talk about in the writer's room from a storytelling standpoint, boy, it's nice not to have cell phones cell phones circumvent so much storytelling in modern times. But there's also a reality to that in terms of what their family dynamic is and what life was like growing up back then. You used the phrase at the end of the day, but back then, the day ended at the end of the day. You finished work, you came home, you were with your family. I suppose your boss might call you if it was an emergency, but he wasn't constantly buzzing through in your back pocket all through dinner, all through the evening. It was a different time.
Yeah. You guys have somehow made, well, me, and I would imagine a lot of other viewers as well, nostalgic for the styles and the music and the car designs and the life of the early 1980s. Obviously, a lot of time and care and attention, Joel, was paid to that.
Boy, first of all, it wasn't so bad, was it?
Yeah, right? I know. 30 years later, everything looks good.
The good old days.
Is it expensive? I mean, does it cost more? How much does it cost for an hour of this thing?
It's expensive. It's not cheap. And the combination of shooting in New York and shooting period and shooting spy sequences is challenging on the show, but it's worth it. And you've got a whole different kind of world to explore. And they've really encouraged us to do that at the network, which is great.
The show is called The Americans on FX. Episode 3 airs tonight. Joe Weisberg and Joel Fields are part of the team behind it. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Guy.